Third down and seven. This one is launched from McLaurin. He's got it. Touchdown. Touchdown, Terry McLaurin.
Wish that guy was a Pittsburgh Steeler. Jaden Daniels happy he's not, as the Washington Commanders, a seven-point dog, walk up in that trap, walk up into the jungle and say, hey, Bengals, you're 0-3. Eat that, to quote Pat Bostic. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The Bengals are 0-3. My division champion pick, the Bengals, winless through 3 weeks. First time under Joe Burrow that they're 0-3. They have been 0-2 three consecutive seasons because they just don't like to play their guys in the preseason. And I do think you wind up playing with fire, and their defense is abhorrent. And the last 103 teams to start 0-3, only two of them have made the playoffs. So it's possible. Of course it's possible. Mathematically, very unlikely. And so an easy question, I think, to start the show, how are we feeling about the Steelers division championship situation? The Steelers division championship odds here, Dorn. We think they got a good shot?
I think we talked about a little bit yesterday, just looking at the Steelers situation and not really what the Steelers are absolutely doing, but what's going on around them in the AFC, and not even just the division, not just the North, but the AFC, to make me feel and to make us feel pretty good about their situation. You got the Ravens, and they lost to the Raiders at home. They go down to Dallas. They beat Dallas, but that game ended up being somewhat close at the end because the Ravens almost gave it away. You got the Brown situation that we talked about for a segment yesterday, and Deshaun Watson, that whole thing that's going on there, they're probably going to, at some point, go to Jameis Winston. You kind of have to if you want to salvage your season. And then you saw what happened last night with the Bengals, and then the Steelers sitting there at 3-0. A lot of people, not a lot of people, I would say a portion of people still not excited about the Steelers, still don't think that they're a good football team, but they're doing the thing that you have to do, and that is win. And you just write off the stat. I mean, being 0-3, the chance of you making the playoffs are very slim. If you are the Bengals, if you're the Ravens, and if you're the Browns, you're looking up at the Steelers right now. I mean, it is what it is. They've taken care of business when they needed to.
That right there is why, even if you're not a believer in the Steelers all of a sudden being a true contender to win a playoff game or a threat in the AFC, they have taken care of business. You go on the road, you beat a rookie quarterback. This week, we heard a little bit of this yesterday, and I heard some of the PM teams, some of the calls they were getting. Maybe the four best players on the Chargers wound up dinged up at some point in the game. Okay. So you bullied them in the fourth quarter.
It's football.
Yeah. That's a reality. Part of it is you're playing, I think, the most physical team in the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so if you come in and you're not feeling close to 100%, you're walking out, you're feeling a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
So the Steelers deserve some credit for knocking those guys around. Broderick Jones to Joey Bosa at the beginning of the game. And we saw Landon Roberts say, hey, Justin Herbert, you're starting this thing. You ain't finishing this thing. That should be a point of pride. Not that you're trying to hurt guys. Not that you're trying to end careers or anything like that. But if you knock a starting quarterback out of the game on a clean play, oh, come on, baby. You put that pelt on the wall.
Yep.
The Steelers took advantage of a beleaguered and battered team on Sunday. They kind of did the same thing to a not 100% yet Kirk Cousins in week one. They've taken care of business. Meanwhile, like you mentioned, Baltimore, they lose at home to Las Vegas. Cannot happen. Did. Cincinnati Bengals, they lose to Washington and New England at home. So the Steelers get two road wins early. The Bengals lose two in games that they're favored at Paul Brown Stadium. And then the Browns are just a disaster. The Cowboys have looked like poo-poo the last 2 weeks. They throttled Cleveland again at home, and then Cleveland again at home loses to the New York Football Giants. Say what you will about the Steelers prognosticators, they've taken care of business. The division teams have all lost games that they were favored to win, and in some cases with the Browns and the Bengals too. So today's the day I think Steelers fans should wake up. you should have a little spring in your step.
A little bit, right?
Yes.
You should. And then even watching the other game, watching the Jaguars game, another AFC team where, you know, in the beginning of the season, it's like, okay, can Trevor Lawrence do this? Can Trevor Lawrence make them a contender? And they're 0-3. They're probably going to end up firing their coaching staff at some point. You're not going to fire Trevor Lawrence. You just paid him a bunch of money. Buffalo looks good.
Yep.
I think it's a little bit of both there. I don't think it's the Jaguars being so bad that it made Buffalo look good. I think Buffalo is pretty good.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kind of, you know, figured out their situation as everybody kind of called them out in the beginning of the season, like, or in the beginning of the offseason, saying, like, what are you guys doing? You guys are losing everybody. You're not even going to draft a receiver till later. You skipped over Worthy. You gave him to Kansas City. You lost Stephon Diggs. And then, you know, they look like they're the Buffalo Bills that we've seen in the past couple of years. If you're a Steelers fan, like, how could you not feel good right now? Like, how could you not?
I don't want to do the thing, because I get yelled at, oh, the Pirates are going to make the playoffs. Last season, I changed my Steelers prediction in season like 8 times. So I'm not going to sit here today and decree that the Steelers are going to win the AFC North. But they've got a really darn good chance to do that. They have a really good chance. So the Bengals 0-3, we just gave the stat. 2 out of the last 103 teams to start 0-3 made the playoffs. So mathematically, but they're probably not winning the division. The Browns stink. Throw them out. Their offensive line stinks. The defense hasn't been anywhere near as good as expectation level. Myles Garrett is day-to-day. And a weird quote from Stefanski yesterday saying, we feel like Myles is going to give it his all. Shouldn't that be a given? We feel like Myles Garrett's going to give it his all. He's day-to-day. Okay.
That sounds like a Herbert situation.
It does sound weird. So, they're done. That team stinks. So then you start thinking about the Ravens and the Steelers and what could be a two-horse race in the AFC North. And the Steelers, you're already up 2 games on Baltimore. And I said this many times over on this show. People talk about Lamar Jackson around here like the guy stinks. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a 2-time MVP. He beats everybody else a lot. Like 73% of his games, he wins. Against the Steelers, though, not so much. And because the Steelers have a lead right now in the division, if you can keep expanding that, they've beat the Ravens 7 out of 8 times. So if you've got this lead and you're going to split with them, like, Ravens aren't sweeping you. It's not going to happen.
No.
You've got a really good chance to win the division. And one more stat here. 75.5% of all teams that start 3-0 make the playoffs. So mathematically, the Steelers have a really good shot to make it. They've owned Baltimore. The Bengals have a mathematically very minuscule chance of making the playoffs, and the Browns stink. Yeah, man, I think the Steelers, I'm not saying they're winning the division. I think they got a really good chance.
Whenever you are losing games, you're clearly not playing even, you know, competent football because you're losing football games. Whenever you're winning games, you usually are like, okay, this team is humming. The thing about the Steelers is whenever you look around outside and you have the teams that are around you that are losing, they're clearly not at a point where they can grab some momentum to try to start winning football games. They're not playing good football. The Steelers haven't even come close to playing their best football, and they're winning games. That's exactly where you want to be, especially in the early portion of the season.
Yeah.
It's very hard to do that. It's very hard to get wins on the road while you're not playing your best football. It's hard to play your best football in the beginning of the season because you're trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
So if you look at it, the situation like this, and you got a team that is, what, 3-0 right now, and then you're on the road again for the third time in 4 weeks, and you're going to play an Indianapolis Colts team that has a young quarterback, like, you haven't even scratched the surface yet of playing your best football and you're winning football games. If you could go on the road again and win in Indianapolis while still developing and getting a little bit better, it's not going to be astronomical, as we said last week, with about the game against the Chargers. But if you can get a little bit better and you win that game, like, it's going to be hard for people to keep up. They're going to close the gap, but it's going to be hard to keep up because of the head start that you already have.
And don't look now. Ravens next game, Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buffalo looking pretty good. The Ravens defense suspect, particularly late in games. They haven't been able to close teams out. They figured it out with Derrick Henry last week, but if they lose that game to Buffalo, they're a slight favorite at home. I don't think that shocks anybody. The Bengals are on the road at Carolina, but all of a sudden that doesn't feel like a gimme, even though Carolina's not a good team. They just put up 36 points with Andy Dalton. You don't think Andy Dalton wants to shove it to Cincinnati?
Of course.
And you look at the Browns, and they're going to take on Vegas on the road. They're a slight underdog in the game. You beat Indianapolis at 4-0. I know the back half of the schedule, tough, but man.
You really set yourself up in a good spot.
You do. You're a snowball rolling downhill. Yeah. And not to look too far ahead, but then you got Dallas at home. Mike Tomlin at home against NFC opponents, really good. Mike Tomlin at home in primetime, very good. And then you're on the road at Vegas, and they're pesky. I get it. They can beat pretty much anybody. They can lose to pretty much anybody, but you should be. You are favored against Indy. They should be favored against Dallas. They should be favored against Las Vegas. And then you got two more primetime games at home. I'm just like, hey, you start 7-2 or something like that, you probably are winning the division.
Yeah.
So Steelers fans, you should feel as good today about your football team as you have really in a very long time. In a very long time. Because here's the other thing. And we'll get into Justin Fields more, you know, full form later on in the show. They couldn't run the ball in that first half. Justin Fields kept them where they wanted to be in that football game. When's the last time a quarterback we could say, hey, he was a principal reason why we won the game? Not just he didn't lose us the game, but the quarterback was one of the pieces that helped you win the football game.
30 years.
Been a long time.
Long time.
Been a long time. 412-928-9370. Is this a two-team race in the AFC North? Do you give the Steelers a legit chance, a legit shot to win the division? That's also the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Are you sipping on that sauce right now? Are you buying into the Steelers as potential AFC North Division champions? We'd love you to call in. 412-928-9370. Also, some injury news from the Steelers. We found out yesterday. We'll run that by you when we come back. You can text us, brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, one more time with this.
They're down and 7. This one is launched from McLaurin. He's got it! Touchdown!
Full disclosure, didn't watch the entire game, fell asleep, but it looks like Joe Burrow did his part, and that Bengals defense just...
Yeah.
Can't stop him.
Nope.
You...
I mean, Jamar Chase had over 100 yards receiving. You know, it's not like that connection wasn't on par. You're right, their defense just bleeding.
It was bad last year.
Yep.
Looks bad again. And the Bengals are 0-3, and that was the team I picked to win the division because they had the easiest schedule by a country mile in the AFC North. Their strength of schedule was like 15th in the league, and the Browns, Steelers, and Ravens were all top four. Doesn't matter if you lose a game or a 7-point favorite at home, and that's what they just did. Now, we're only 3 games in. Looks like Washington might be a pretty good football team. They lost at home to New England. Your schedule is only easy if you beat up on the teams you're supposed to beat up on, and they didn't. And you've kind of had it all off season saying, like, I don't know if I buy the Bengals. And, Doran, you've also said Washington could be nice. Just keep an eye on Washington. I should just take notes. I'm going to sit over here. I got my dunce hat on. Man. You know, just sitting here, take notes in the corner. Moleskin little, what do you call that, diary?
I think the Bengals have reached their peak, you know, through the Joe Burrow era. I just, you know, last year, he's so injury prone. Like every time he gets hit too, even now, he's one of those players where I'm like, oh, is he going to get up? Like, is it okay? Like, you never know with Joe Burrow.
And then you do not.
I mean, if you want to just talk NFL, like the Commanders, it's kind of hard to not see them being okay with Jaden Daniels. You got the former Heisman Trophy winner at the quarterback spot, and you got all kinds of receivers. You got McLaurin, you got some guys, some role players as well. And then Dan Quinn, I always thought that was a really good coach.
Yeah. You have said that.
I mean, he keeps things together. Like, he's a no-nonsense. He's a defensive-minded head coach, and I thought he did well in Atlanta, and I just thought that was a perfect fit. They needed cleaned up. Like, they needed that organization to get cleaned up. They have new ownership. They needed somebody like Dan Quinn to come in there and do that. So I think that they're going to be serious contender this year.
I think – Cliff Kingsbury
as well. Yep.
He's a good OC.
Yes.
We saw Kyler Murray play good football under him, but they would always fade down the stretch because that guy's just not head coach material. He lost six games with Patrick Mahomes in college.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his offenses were always elite in college. His defenses were always abhorrent. Well, you don't got to worry about defense. You got Dan Quinn. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty good team. And as you look ahead in the Steelers' schedule, Washington looks more warm to the task for a game like that than I had that one in the win column for the Steelers. But here's the other thing. Jaden Daniels ain't going to be going up against the Bengals' defense in that game.
Nope.
And the Steelers' defense looks as good as it's been in a long time. I heard Starkey yesterday say he thinks the Steelers' defense is the best since 2010. I heard Pony say it's the best Steelers since 2008. I don't want to get sucked into that, but through three games, it's as good as it's been in a while.
Yeah, I think the depth makes them the question of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think because, like, if you look, let me just look around. I mean, I know Highsmith is hurt, but, like, look at that position. Look at the depth there. Look at the depth of middle linebacker. You're going to get Cole Holcomb back at some point. Look at the depth in the back end, and you're going to get Cam Sutton back at some point. Like, the depth is insane. Like, if you rotate, like, you still have high-quality
yes.
players. Like, and that's hard to keep up with if you're an offense, whenever you have fresh players that can rotate in and out and not have the production drop off.
Yes, and I heard a friend of mine who's a scout, a former scout, say yesterday, you think about 2017, and the Steelers geared up that entire offseason to beat the New England Patriots, and they wanted to play a lot of man coverage, and they were going to play a lot of nickel defense, a lot of dime defense. Okay, great. You feel like you match up well with the Patriots. They took them down to the wire in the Jesse James game. But then what happens? You play Jacksonville in the playoffs, and they get big, and they get nasty, and they run it right up your butt. Phrasing. If you want to play that game against the Steelers now, we just saw it. They're going to shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
Can't run the ball on the Steelers.
No.
If you want to play, we're going to throw the ball all over the yard, I think the Steelers got two good corners. They got a great safety tandem. You got elite edge rushers, three of them. You've got Cam Hayward, who looks like he's 26, not 36. Larry Ogunjobi's health. You want to play that game? You want to go for a track meet? Feel like the Steelers probably got a quarterback, but their personnel, and you touched on this yesterday, they can mix and match. Oh, okay, we want to play coverage? We'll just throw Peyton Wilson on the field.
Uh-huh.
We can run around with you guys.
You got a good tight end. We got Peyton Wilson.
Yep. We got Micah Fitzpatrick. We got yes. Deshaun Elliott. Deshaun Elliott can play any game you mm-hmm. want. You want mm-hmm. to put him in a box? He'll come down the box. Mm-hmm. You want to play center field? He'll play center field. They are multiple on defense in a way that they haven't been in a very long time in a changing league. And we've seen the Steelers' defense in the last few years. They beat up on some bad teams. And it does inflate their statistics. I think the Steelers' defense, Bengals ain't scoring 33 on them.
No.
I don't think that's happening. Dallas ain't walking in here, I don't think, and putting up 25 or more points. I just feel so much better about the defense. And there is an injury. We know that already. Alex Highsmith hurt. Mike Tomlin touched on it after the game. Well, Alex Highsmith said yesterday he got an MRI, and just listening to him, Dorn, it sounds like he'll be out a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Which means your guy, Mr. Pin Your Ears Back Herbig, he's going to be playing.
Yep.
He's going to make it hard to take him off the field, I think.
Yes, he is.
Like you said yesterday, you would start Herbig. If he plays two or three games, he's going to put up numbers. He's going to look good. He's going to make impact plays. It's going to be hard to take him off the field.
I think he's also proven that he can be, you know, that edge, you know, the stop the run. It's a very hard thing to do. You got to be stout. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I think that if you do watch some of the games that he has been in and there are running plays, like, he has done a decent job, a good enough job. I mean, like, honestly, it's not rocket science. Like, either you can keep your outside arm free and not let anything get to the edge and kind of force things inside, or you can't. Like, I think that he can. Like, it's not like he's new to the position. He knows how to play the position.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how big he is. He understands leverage. He understands how to use his body the right way. He can win matchups, whether it's the run game or the pass game. You're right, Kraut. Like, this guy going in here and getting this opportunity, he's going to make it very, very hard for the Steelers to have to give it back or have to give full, you know, the full reins to Alex Highsmith whenever he does come back, because he's gonna light it up. Just this week, he's going to light it up.
I agree, and I think he's going to get a very good dose of Jonathan Taylor running right at him, so you're going to find out.
Yep.
But slant your line, things like that, if you even need to help him. You might not need to, because you're right. He just, again, you're you, I'm me, but he just has that tactician kind of look about him.
Right.
Like, you just watch, he just is a smart guy.
Yes. I mean, think about it. Like, would
you... don't got to be James Harrison is what I'm saying.
No, like, would you... okay, so you have a 6 foot six, 330-pound tackle. Would you engage, or would you be like, oh, I'm smaller, I'm quicker, would I just do, you know, make a quick move so they get off their feet, and then I could get to the outside? Like, don't engage. Like, maybe a little bit, but use your talent to stay outside in the run game so nothing gets outside of you and force things inside. That's what he's going to do. It's not going to look like a normal... you know, hey, set the edge. Like, oh, man, I got to be stout. Like, no, don't do that.
Just play your game.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Like, get around him.
A what now?
Whoop, whoop.
A whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop. Get around him.
I remember talking to Joey Porter back at my old place. I forget who the Steelers drafted. It was an outside backer. It might have been one of those tweener guys. And I asked him, I said, how do you feel about him coming in, setting the edge? And he laughed. He goes, you think we're drafting an outside linebacker? He's not going to set the edge? We ain't drafting outside linebackers. I'm going to set the... you basically laughed in my face. Will the Steelers win the AFC North? That question's out there on the Twitter poll. Brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. We already got a few texts today, Doran, saying, oh my God, you morning guys, talking about winning the division already. Okay, we asked the question. 63% of Steelers fans voting this morning already say, yeah, they'll win the AFC North. So it's not just us who are optimistic. It's... You out there, the general you seem to be optimistic, and you should, and it's about the Steelers, but it's also not about the Steelers. I'll explain that when we come back, because there's a good text I want to read. Also, Bill Belichick with some praise heaped on the Steelers yesterday. It's a great day to be a Steelers fan. Sometimes you just got to be happy. Be happy today. And your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened today. Here's a text at 412-928-9370. If Cincinnati and Baltimore were undefeated, would we feel as optimistic about the Steelers right now? Are they just the best house on a bad block right now? That's Nicole from Bethel. Yeah, I mean, no, I don't think we'd feel as good.
No.
I mean, my opinion on the Steelers wouldn't change. Like, I think they've been impressive through three games. But if Baltimore and Cincinnati were sitting here at 3-0, I wouldn't be as optimistic about their division chances. Of course not.
No, but I would say that they still have a chance if... sure. They were 3-0 as well. Like, okay, they're doing it a different way. Like, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, I yeah. wouldn't be any less.
You're going to play those teams four times.
Right.
You're going to control your fate there, if you will, but they're 0-3 and 1-2. Yeah, of course you feel better. And both have two AFC losses, which from a tiebreaker perspective... things are setting up good early. You can give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Adam Schefter yesterday brought up a topic that we discussed last week.
There are three quarterbacks in my mind that make sense. Now, I'm not telling you that they have or will reach out to any of these quarterbacks, but I think I'd call Denver and I'd say, what would you want for Zach Wilson? I would call Pittsburgh and I would say, what would you want for Russell Wilson?
First rounder.
And I would call Cleveland and say, what do you want for Dorian Thompson-Robinson?
Ooh.
Because they have to save their season here.
So that was Schefter talking about the Miami quarterback situation, a team that's got a lot of money tied up in some star players, so they don't want to just punt on their year, and you really don't know what's going to happen with Tua Tagovailoa. Doran... could I interest you in a very used Russell Wilson or a slightly used Zach Wilson or Dorian Thompson-Robinson? I mean, come on. Out of those three, I think the choice is obvious.
Yes.
You're going after Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Should the Steelers still, or should the Steelers consider doing that?
Unless it's absolutely what they want in return. They have the upper hand. You get what you feel like you need in that return. Nothing less. Because, as you said multiple times, like, you're probably going to need Russ at some point.
Yeah.
So, you got to weigh your options. Like, hey, is Justin Fields going to put himself in harm's way? Is he going to get dinged up? He has in the past. That's his track record. But he also has done things in the past that he isn't doing this year. That's so, he may be a different quarterback. But it's the NFL. Like, starting quarterbacks get hurt. They get dinged up at every point in the season. So does that outweigh maybe a first-round pick, a second-round pick, or a receiver? That's the question you have to ask. And that's where you should draw the line. Like, there's nothing below that. First, second, or a wide receiver in return, because we need a wide receiver. Jalen Waddle. That's what the first thing I would say. Like, if they called, first thing I would say, I want Jalen Waddle. Because Jalen Waddle has maybe the same contract that Ayuk has, so you kind of have the money, right? I mean, you are preparing to pay Ayuk. I think he's like 3 years, $90 million, something like that. I want Jalen Waddle.
No. Okay, hang up the phone.
All right, hang up the phone.
We want a first-round pick? No. All right, hang up the phone. You want to lose? Go lose.
Go ahead.
Go lose.
It's good for us.
To your point about Justin Fields, yeah, he has missed time throughout his career. He hasn't missed extended time. He missed 2 games his first year. He missed 2 games his second year. He missed 4 games his third year. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're probably going to need a backup quarterback at some point, but you also said, you know, it's changed his stripes a little bit. You know, he was scrambling 16% of the time through the first 2 games. His career average is 12. So actually scrambling more than any point in his career. Last game, lowest scramble percentage in his entire career for a game. So he stood in there, and yeah, he takes some shots, but he wasn't running around. So we'll see. Bill Belichick gave his thoughts on the Steelers quarterback situation.
Everybody's worried about the Pittsburgh quarterback situation. They might have the best one in the league. You know, you have an experienced guy coming behind Fields if you need him. They're playing well as a team. But again, a long way to go.
Again, give me exactly what I want, or I've got Russell Wilson, who can come in with his white cape and save the day if and when Justin Fields is unable to go. The Steelers want to, bare minimum, it's been said a million times by people in the front office, they want to win a playoff game this year. Russell Wilson's going to help you do that, I think. So give me a first-round pick. Give me a second-round pick. Give me a wide receiver. And if not, screw it. And Russell Wilson, I think, is going to be a good soldier here, Dorm, because he's got an awful lot to lose. Unless he pounds the table and pulls a James Harrison, LeGarrette Blount, something like that, Melvin Ingram, and behind the scenes is saying, I need to get out of here, I'm probably just holding on to him. Because I know when the Steelers won the Super Bowl in 05, Charlie Batch goes on the road and beats Brett Favre.
Yep.
You lose that game, you don't make the playoffs. In 2008, you need backup quarterbacks to help you get to the Super Bowl. Byron Leftwich against the Baltimore Ravens. Moore. You had Charlie Batch go down to Tampa and win a game down there. That might have been 0-10. 2010, first 4 games, Ben was suspended. You go 3-1 with backup quarterbacks. When the Steelers have been a Super Bowl contender, backups have come in and helped win football games.
Yeah.
So it's really important. Backup quarterback is important. So unless he causes a stink or unless you get exactly what you want.
Do you think he will? You think at some point he gets frustrated?
He's got to be frustrated now.
I mean, lashes out frustrated.
No, he's too smart.
I think so. Yeah. I think he knows he's at a point in his career where he has to walk the tightrope.
Yeah,
he has to. I don't think you'll hear a peep from him.
I don't think it would be any frustration publicly. I don't think you would see him emote or anything on the sideline. I think if anything, he'd walk into Omar Khan's office and be like, "Hey, look, man. I'm not trying to cause a scene, but if you do have something for me to go someplace else and play, I would love to do that." I could see him doing that, but I don't think he's going to be a bad soldier. He can't afford that. No. His reputation, fair or unfair, has been, okay, he's kind of a phony.
Right.
He doesn't want that to get advanced any further by pushing his way out of a place where they're in a good spot at 3-0. One of the few undefeated teams in the NFL. Like, you're not healthy yet, which also might put a thorn in the side of any trade discussions. No, I don't think he'll act out. I'd be pissed as hell though.
Well,
my calf goes out.
Yeah, because of doing a drill, but I still don't know if he's the one who elected to do the drill.
Right.
I have to find that out. Because if he did it, then I mean, you gotta be mad at yourself.
Yeah, you do.
You know? Like, I don't know. So
And we can see it that way, too. We talked about that. Like, I could see him being like, oh, I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it. Look at my workout videos. Yeah. I'll do it.
I'm working out with the guys.
Super eager. I want to show my worth to my new teammates. Like, I'm coming in training camp. I'm just one of you guys. I could absolutely see that, too. Which, if that's the case, you got no reason to gripe.
Nope. Then.
No reason to gripe. All right, coming up next, one of the real feel-good stories going in the NFL right now. This is really cool stuff. And the Steelers made an addition to their team yesterday. And wait until you hear this guy's resume.
Just a wonderful moment. Wonderful to be a Bills fan to appreciate this. Many of the folks with three fingers in the air. And DeMar Hamlin not let go of that football. Can you imagine a first career interception feeling any sweeter than that?
DeMar Hamlin had a pick yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What a moment. And the universe is goofy, man. I mean, Buffalo's playing on Monday Night Football. Cincinnati playing on Monday Night Football. Joe Buck was talking about it on that game, that they were sitting right there in the press box at Paul Brown Stadium, which is now Paycor Stadium. And just weird. DeMar Hamlin takes a helmet to the chest when Tua got hurt, which is also weird. But, man, awesome stuff for DeMar Hamlin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, to really, you know, to even have the thought to play again. We talked about this, I think, last week, you know. It's something itself, but then to, you know, work your way back and to be a backup, and then, you know, for them to move on, Buffalo to move on from their safeties, Poyer, and have to trust in DeMar Hamlin to be the starter. Then he becomes a starter, and then now, you know, what, three games into the season, he has an interception. That is that's crazy stuff, man. That is unbelievable.
Good for
Unbelievable.
Him.
Unbelievable.
Really good for him.
Jeez.
And he has done a lot since what happened to him in terms of, you know, CPR awareness, training people on how to do CPR, because it saved his life. So a really cool story there. Couldn't be happier for DeMar Hamlin, who joined us for an interview, I don't know what, right before the season last year.
Mm-hmm.
And super impressed by the guy.
Yep.
Super impressed. Like, he wants to give back. He was always that kind of dude, wants to give back. So couldn't be happier for him. A 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And so then the Steelers, they sign a guy yesterday, Calvin Anderson. Have you done any reading on this dude?
No, I actually haven't.
Okay. So he's a tackle.
Yep.
They need tackles. And he has started 14 games in the NFL. He's played in about 40, 50 games in the NFL. So this is a guy with experience. Last season was on the non-football IL because he got malaria doing philanthropic work in Nigeria.
Oh, wow.
So you want to talk about someone who gives their time for the well-being of other people, winds up getting malaria, almost dies, has to miss a bunch of the season for that, then was placed on IR. Again, everything coming full circle. He suffered a heart contusion in practice with the New England Patriots. So he goes on IR. So last season, probably not the favorite of his life. But Anderson can solve a Rubik's Cube behind his back or blindfolded.
Mm.
His rookie season was named a brand ambassador for Rubik's Cube.
Mm.
He is a mathematical economic analysis major, was at Rice University. And at one point, Anderson made a PowerPoint presentation for his parents to get them to invest in Nintendo prior to the revolutionary creation of Pokemon Go.
Smart guy.
And, well, again, you want more?
Yes.
I got more.
Yes.
During the 2022 offseason, Anderson enrolled in and completed a graduate course at Harvard Business School. Ever heard of it?
Wow.
Also in a long-term relationship with Dutch Nigerian model, who is also a lawyer and real estate mogul. So
this is a serious guy.
Very serious guy. Don't think he needs football, but excited to have him around. We haven't had a genius up in that locker room since Josh Dobbs.
Yes.
A rocket scientist.
Since Antonio Brown.
Ronald.
Expertism.
That's one of the all-time. Oh, man. I got to find a way to tell this story on the air. I got two Antonio Brown stories, one safe for air, one not. So the Steelers, a couple years ago during the Killer Bees era, they had this on the scoreboard at Heinz Field, like a PSA for fire safety. So the Steelers would wear a fireman's helmet, and they would get up on the big screen and they would say things about fire safety and how important volunteer fire departments are, which we know all about with the five alarm marathon we did this year. Well, all the Steelers have to come into the TV studio and read off a teleprompter. Took Antonio Brown like 40 takes. So AB's sitting there and he'd go through the whole thing. And finally, at the end on the teleprompter, it said italicized with stars on either side of it, tap the helmet. So you're at the end, fire safety, you smack your helmet, right? Antonio finally, he does a clean read, goes all the way through, nails the thing, and instead of tapping his helmet, he goes, tap the helmet.
Tap the helmet.
Like Ron Burgundy, tap the helmet. The other one I can't tell you on the air. I'll have to tell you off the air.
All right.
Yeah, I'll tell you off the air. Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn going to join us. There's something that kind of struck me as weird at Mike Tomlin's post-game press conference. I wonder if Jeff felt the same. We'll start right there. There's many things to talk to Jeff about when we come back. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com.